Our brother Fred's going to come and give his testimony. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Another convention and more mud. I thank the Lord that we're here, amen. Because of us, there is no drought and it's raining. But you know, I just want to share, my testimony. I praise the Lord Jesus for where I am in Christ today. 36 years ago, I walked into a church for the first time, and I'm going to cut it short. I heard the gospel preached. The Holy Spirit touched my heart. And I walked forward and I give my life to Jesus. I'm not going to tell you what I was like before I was saved. I'm not here to glorify the devil, but I'm here to lift up the name of Jesus. I'm here to lift up him. Since my conversion and my salvation came, I've seen wonders, miracles, and great blessings the Lord has shown me. Every day is a wonderful day in Christ. It's been 36 years, and it's the best years of my whole life. The greatest decision that I ever made was when I said, Lord, forgive me, come into my life. I need to be born again. I knew that I was on a wide road of destruction, heading for the fires of hell. I knew that I could never make heaven my home without Jesus being my Lord and my Saviour. And I come to realise for the first time since the day I was born, since the time I can remember, that Jesus loved me so much that he died for me. And it blew my mind, and I had no other choice, but I had to ask Jesus to come in and be my Saviour. Since then, I've been serving the Lord, and it's been the greatest blessing that any man could ever wish for on the face of this earth is serving Jesus, a living Saviour, our wonderful Lord and Saviour. And through the years, I've seen the church grow. I've seen the people come to where we are today, and it's been wonderful. I've seen churches bought and churches planted, and I've had the blessing of witnessing miracles and great wonders that the Lord has done. And for me, it's the greatest life of all, is walking with Jesus. And I can tell you this, if you're only young in the Lord, that when you've got a wonderful relationship with Jesus, it just gets better and better all the time. It doesn't get worse. It doesn't get boring. You know, I've heard people say, oh, well, you know, it's a boring life being a Christian. Let me tell you something. The life in Christ is fulfilled in all ways. And all manners of things we get up to, and things we do with missions and conventions and all other things. It's a busy life in Christ, but there is no other life except in Jesus. And so I serve the Lord and still continually serving the Lord. You know, I want to thank the Lord Jesus. 2 months ago, I buried my wife. She's in heaven, and I'm on earth. But I'm here to continue, and I'm here to serve the Lord. And I'm here to see people saved and see people blessed in Jesus' name. And I want to thank the Lord because there's no turning back. There's nothing to go back to. I can't understand why people want to backslide because there's nothing in the world. There's nothing to go back to. Serving Jesus is such a wonderful life. Just a fellowship with him. So I've got nowhere to go but only serving Jesus with all my heart, mind and soul and loving God. I want to tell you tonight, I love every one of you. It's a blessing, and it's wonderful just to be with the family of God. And young, we keep the unsaved continuously in our prayer that they will leave this place born again with their past forgiven, a new creation, and souls saved on this convention. God bless you all, and keep pressing on. Don't give up, because we're on the brink of a miracle. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.